when Thresh whirls around on me, the rock raised. I know it's no good to run. And my bow is empty, the last loaded arrow having gone in Clove's direction. I'm trapped in the glare of his strange golden brown eyes. What'd she mean? About Rue being your ally? We teamed up, blew up the supplies. I tried to save her, I did, but he got there first, District 1, I say. Maybe if he knows I helped Rue, he won't choose some slow, sadistic end for me.
And you killed him?
He demands. Yes, I killed him, and buried her in flowers, I say. And I sang her to sleep. Tears spring in my eyes. The tension, the fight goes out of me at the memory, and I'm overwhelmed by Rue, and the pain in my head, and my fear of Thresh, and the moaning of the dying girl a few feet away.
To sleep?
Thresh says gruffly. To death. I sang until she died, I say. Your district. They sent me bread. My hand reaches up, but not for an arrow that I know I'll never reach, just to wipe my nose. Do it fast, okay, Thresh? Conflicting emotions cross Thresh's face. He lowers the rock and points at me, almost accusingly.
Just this one time, I let you go, for the little girl. You and me, we're even then. No more owed. You understand?
I nod, because I do understand, about owing, about hating it. I understand that if Thresh wins, he'll have to go back and face a district that has already broken all the rules to thank me. And he is breaking the rules to thank me, too. And I understand that, for the moment, Thresh is not going to smash in my skull.
Clove!
Cato's voice is much nearer now. I can tell by the pain in it that he sees her on the ground.
You better run now, Fire Girl, says Thresh.
I don't need to be told twice. I flip over, and my feet dig into the hard-packed earth, as I run away from Thresh and Clove and the sound of Cato's voice. Only when I reach the woods do I turn back for an instant. Thresh and both large backpacks are vanishing over the edge of the plain into the area I've never seen. Cato kneels beside Clove, spear in hand, begging her to stay with him. In a moment, he will realize it's futile. She can't be saved. I crash into the trees, repeatedly wiping away the blood that's pouring into my eye, fleeing like the wild, wounded creature I am. After a few minutes, I hear the cannon, and I know that Clove has died, that Cato will be on one of our trails, either Thresh's or mine. I'm seized with terror, weak from my head wound, shaking. I load an arrow, but Cato can throw that spear almost as far as I can shoot. Only one thing calms me down. Thresh has Cato's backpack, containing the thing he needs desperately. If I had to bet, Cato headed out after Thresh, not me. Still, I don't slow down when I reach the water. I plunge right in, boots still on, and flounder downstream. I pull off Rue's socks that I've been using for gloves and press them into my forehead, trying to staunch the flow of blood. But they're soaked in minutes. Somehow, I make it back to the cave. I squeeze through the rocks. In the dappled light, I pull the little orange backpack from my arm, cut open the clasp, and dump the contents on the ground. One slim box containing one hypodermic needle. Without hesitating, I jam the needle into Peter's arm and slowly press down on the plunger. My hands go to my head, and then drop to my lap, slick with blood. The last thing I remember is an exquisitely beautiful green and silver moth landing on the curve of my wrist.